When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 18, Effortless Eating, Nutrition Made Simple by Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, and welcome to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. For those of you that don't know, I'm Dr. Neil, and I'll be your narrator for today. Before we get into today's post, if you didn't know, this is a spin-off podcast of Optimal Living Daily, where my brother, yes, my real brother, reads blogs to you, but from topics like personal development, habit building, productivity, and more. So if you like the format of this show, definitely subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too if you haven't already. And that's that. Let's get to the post and start optimizing your life. Effortless Eating, Nutrition Made Simple by Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com. Quote, "Truth is ever to be found in the simplicity and not in the multiplicity and confusion of things." Sir Isaac Newton. Are you confused by nutrition? What to eat, when to eat it, what's good, what's bad, vegetarian, clean eating, paleo, intermittent fasting, say what? If so, then you aren't alone by any means. The nutrition industry, and fitness industry for that matter, is pretty damn complicated, and it doesn't need to be. I get it. Science. And also, capitalism, lobbyists, and food politics. We've succeeded in turning something as simple and satisfying as food into one of the most confusing topics of our time. But as a big believer in living simply, I contend that nutrition does not have to be complicated and strict. In the spirit of simplicity, I'm sharing with you my effortless eating intentions that I teach to clients. Number one, eat foods that make you feel good before, during, and after, both physically and mentally. And yes, this includes indulgences too. If food is supposed to be our sustenance, why is it making us so sick? And if something makes you feel like absolute garbage, either physically or emotionally, then why even bother eating it? Here's the thing, whether the food you eat is nourishing or indulgent, it should taste amazing, and it shouldn't leave you reeling. Healthy food that nourishes your body can, and should, be palatable, and food that doesn't nourish your body can still be neutral, meaning that it won't send you into a gut-inflamed, joint-aching frenzy. Remember, the motto is eat, lift, and be happy. That last part is the most important, be happy, but it's also greatly influenced by the first two. I instruct all my clients to ask themselves this question before they eat. Is this food in line with my intentions? If yes, proceed. If not, proceed with caution. Number two, eat foods that do not make you feel guilty. Again, this includes indulgences. I'll have the pancakes with a side of guilt, please, said no one, ever. Perhaps the most important aspect of effortless eating is guilt-free consumption. What's the point of indulging if you're just going to beat yourself up afterwards? Why eat something that you'll later wish you hadn't? If food is both for sustenance and pleasure, then guilt has no place in the matter. This isn't to say you shouldn't indulge, quite the contrary, actually. Rather, indulge intentionally and intelligently, with the understanding that you're making a conscious choice. When you set out to consume something, do so with the intention of enjoyment, not regret. If you're going to eat chocolate, damn it. Don't berate yourself for it. On the other hand, this isn't a free pass to stuff yourself full of junk. Refer to intention one. Eat food that makes you feel good before, during, and after. Feeling good post-consumption means passing on the side of guilt. Number three, protein, veggies, and healthy fats, like avocado, are your top priority. Everything else is bonus. When you fill your plate with high-quality protein and fresh produce, the two things that will leave you feeling the most satiated and the most nourished, there's little room for much else. Quote-unquote, other foods include healthy fats as well as nutritious starches such as fruit, sweet potatoes, yuca, or plantains. Rather than stress about portions, simply prioritize your plate. As much as possible, choose sustainably raised animal products and locally grown produce. Quality of food is just as important as quantity, if not more. Number four, stop consuming when the first bites and sips are not as divine as the first, sometimes called the first bite rule. The first bite rule is clutch. You know what I'm talking about. That first sip of wine that takes you to that very special place. That first bite of a warm chocolate chip cookie that makes you go, holy shnikes. It's such a pleasurable experience. It's food, and it's love, and it's heaven. Food is meant to be enjoyed, but shouldn't we enjoy every bite as much as the first? Listen, if we all stopped eating when our stomachs were at capacity, then there wouldn't be such a thing as obesity. But by paying attention to your palate, and not just fullness cues, you can control the quality of consumption simply by stopping when the next bite isn't as fabulous as the first. You don't have to eat all the chocolate or drink all the wine. You don't even have to eat the entire rotisserie chicken or the whole plate of Brussels sprouts for that matter. Go slow, taste, be mindful, and portion control will happen naturally. Simple, effortless, effective. Incorporating these four intentions into your life will help streamline your nutritional efforts. You don't have to do all four at once, at least not right away. Start with number one and work your way down until all four intentions become habits and eating becomes effortless. Because complicated nutrition, worrying and stressing out over food? No thank you. You've got far more important and enjoyable things to focus your energy on. You just listened to the post titled Effortless Eating, Nutrition Made Simple, by Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I've always been a fan of making things as simple for people as possible, which is why I really like this post. And I love that the author mentioned just start with one of these tips or tactics, and then once you master that, go on to the others. Then this whole process won't seem as overwhelming to you. And I love that she mentioned mindful eating. If you like the topic of mindful eating, definitely check out books by Dr. Dean Ornish. He's kind of like the mindful eating guru. He's written a number of books on this topic, and they're really, really fascinating. Dr. Dean Ornish very clearly argues that how you eat, mindful eating, is much more important than what you eat. Once again, if you like the format of this show, you'll definitely like Optimal Living Daily too. So definitely check out that podcast and subscribe. It's my brother's show, yes, my real brother, and it covers a bunch of different topics like minimalism, personal finance, and more. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Nerd Fitness, complete with Dumb and Dumber references, which is one of my favorite comedies of all time. So I'm excited, and I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.